think by the time the Endeavour voyage was going, there was reasonable bits of knowledge about parts of the world. So it would be wrong to say that Cook discovered Australia. There were traders who had landed, particularly around the northeast coast of Australia. So Dutch traders, whalers had shown that there were places there. Other voyages had got to islands in the South Sea. So there was some knowledge about what these people, what these lands might be like. This isn't an era in which, there's a belief in monstrous peoples, that we get in the sort of medieval world that might be inhabiting it. But equally, there was not a lot of knowledge, and there was a great thirst to find out more. And people were very excited to see the prints that were produced from these voyages, to read the accounts, to understand what other people and animals and so on there were. So it both, I suppose, changed people's imaginings of what the world might have been like, but equally fed them as well. This is a period where we, I suppose, might think of the development of the sort of ideal of the noble savage, sort of the Rousseau kind of idea of untainted, pure worlds. Banks was very, very taken by the people in Tahiti and their sort of view of life. And, that could be contrasted as a sort of pure positive against, the sort of the developed world of Britain, the city life, all the corruption that might be seen going on there. So it could be sort of painted as a paradise in a sense. There was no understanding at the time of what kind of devastation would be wreaked by the kind of contact that took place. There was very clearly a racist belief that Western civilization was superior, and that it would be beneficial, but also just inevitable, that Western people, values, technology would take over the rest of the world and might render other races extinct, which is just, progress, essentially. So a very different understanding of the world that is hard to, well, we can certainly criticise it from a modern viewpoint, but we should also remember what the understanding of the time was.